This is the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast's Friday's Words of Inspiration. The law of attraction is the law of creation. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life, and it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. That is a quote from Jack Canfield. Jack Canfield is an American author, motivational speaker, corporate trainer, and entrepreneur. And there will definitely be book titles that you have heard of that he wrote. But coming back to his quote, that quote is such a great reminder for you. If you are somebody who is into manifestation, if you are somebody who has created a vision board and does spend time in the manifestation space. And one thing we were talking about in our Month to Manifest intention setting workshop on, I can't remember, Sunday, I don't even know what day it is, was the fact that we can have all of these things in the background, but you know what? Life takes over, doesn't it? And you can spend most of your day not thinking about your goals and dreams. And not thinking about them in a positive way, because you've got to think about what you're having for tea. You've got to be thinking about the job that you're doing. Like, your focus is elsewhere. And it might be that actually you say, no, actually my focus is always on that thing. But it could be that your focus is always on that thing and it's in a really negative way. So this little short episode, I wanted to take to get you to remember that when you are manifesting your goals and dreams, you've got to be in that positive mental headspace. You've got to be in that high vibration. And that's not always easy when you are caught up in the general day-to-day of life. Now, there's no point in me giving you an episode on how to get into a positive mental headspace, because I've done those. You've got them. They're in the back catalogue. Definitely 100% there are episodes on how to get into a positive mental health space, how to get into a high vibration space. But one of the most important things about getting there is knowing when you aren't in that space, when you are in the discomfort, when you are in the struggle. You've got to have something that snaps you out of it. And just knowing when you're in it can be a really good leverage to be able to get out of it. And there are physical cues that you're going to know that you're in that bad mental health space when you are attracting more of the stuff that you don't want, because you will feel overwhelmed, you will feel anxious, you will feel tight-chested, you will feel annoyed, you'll feel frustrated, you'll feel angry, you'll feel sad. All of those emotions are key indicators that you, now that I know this sounds really obvious, but they're key indicators that you're not in the best headspace to start inviting in more of the things that you do want. So when you know you're in that mental health space and it's not a great place to be, you need to be questioning, what am I doing? Where am I at? And what do I need to change to get out of this headspace? Now, it could be as simple as you take the day off with the kids and you know you've got loads to do, but actually what you should be doing is spending time with them because it's your only day off that week, or your only day off with them, etc. Now, I'm giving you that is definitely a core example of me. So if I know I'm feeling like that and that's where my energy is going, then I know that I need to change something. Now, it could just be that I mentally take everything that's in my head and I put it onto a bit of paper and I write down all the stuff that I'm feeling like overwhelmed with that I know I need to do, and I compartmentalize it and I look at it in a really practical way and I ask myself, right, come on, Jude, how are you going to achieve that while spending the day with the kids? What does that look like? How can you siphon stuff off? How can you do things when the little one's in bed on a night time? Like, where's your time going to be best spent so you can put your energy into the thing that you want to put into today? But you've got to be in that problem-solving mode to get out of that mental health space that has taken you into the low vibration energy field that you don't want to be in. And the only way to get out of it is to realize that you are in it. So take this episode as an invitation to start checking in with your mood, because your mood dictates everything. It dictates what are you what you are manifesting. It dictates the energy you put out, dictates your motivation. It dictates how you speak to people. It dictates whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day. So you need to check in with that. How are you going to change your mood so that you can get out of today what you want? And the only way to start doing that is to start recognizing when you're not in the right headspace and step out of yourself, almost view yourself like a fly on the wall and ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? And what is within my control to change that? Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. If you have a desire to become a mindset coach, then please do visit our website at judontcoaching.co.uk. You will find all the information that you need to know, as well as being able to book in a call and have all your questions answered.